The Cape Breton Pride Festival kicked off last night with a game of dodgeball at the Sydney YMCA. The yearly festival will be on until Sunday, August 16th, with an event every day to celebrate the Cape Breton LGBTQIA+ community. To find out more about what's on the go for the Cape Breton Pride Festival, I spoke with Festival Director Aaron Leahy on what people can expect. Tell me what you've got coming up between now and when the festival comes to a close.
Yeah, so we're running from the 6th to the 14th, basically, this year. And we are kicking off the flag raising at the Civic Center with Mayor Cecil Clark. Saturday is our big Pride Parade going through downtown Sydney with over 65 vendors at Wentworth Park afterwards for our Rainbow Market. And then Saturday evening, we have an 19-plus dance at the Holiday Inn, who is one of our Rainbow sponsors for this year. There's something for everyone, basically, throughout the whole week. We have an all-ages drag show on Monday evening. We have drag bingo at Center 200. We have a youth dance on Thursday evening. We have a movie in the park. We're showing Mean Girls on Tuesday night. So, yeah, we have a full week of events. That's something for everyone in the family.
Awesome. Is there anything that you wanted to highlight or any events you'd say people shouldn't miss at all, that they need to be there for?
Well, Drag Bingo is always one of our biggest hits, which unfortunately is a 19-plus event. For the younger ones, the all-ages drag show at Holiday Inn is always spectacular. Last year, we did start doing a variety show on the last Friday of the festival, which is great. We have some local talent. We have drag, burlesque, music, comedy. That's a 19-plus event, so that's great. Something new, something for everybody at that event as well.
Okay. And are there any kind of special messages or themes for this year's Pride Festival?
I think this year is basically just everyone is included, kind of safe spaces. Last year, it was our 25th anniversary, so we were doing the past, present, future. So I think we kind of just tag along with that as we move forward in the Pride Festivals as we go until things start to change.
Great. And kind of wrapping up, do you have a message to get people excited, get them out and involved with the Pride Festival?
I think one of our biggest things as a board and festival director is we try to keep everything cost efficient and pretty much free for everybody. So there's really no barriers for most people. So, you know, come out, take in the free events and enjoy and just have a good time.
Great. And is there anything else you wanted to mention or anything you think people should know going into the festival?
I think just make sure you stay hydrated this week. It's supposed to be very hot, but definitely check out the Pride Parade on Saturday. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Aaron. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jacob. Have a good day.
You can find out more about Cape Breton Pride Festival events, including a full list of what's on tap each day, on the Pride Cape Breton Society Facebook page. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.